right now. Let's do it.
Cube 93.
603 now at Cube 93 as we take a look at your traffic. North 604 now at KUBE Seattle.
And now, something completely different.
The T-Man Show.
Homer Simpson hasn't moved out of... Homer wrote every one of them back.
Is that right?
Wow, that was very nice of him.
Yes, I'm sure it was Homer.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he wrote every one an individual letter.
Sure. Personally signed, right?
How about sitting there watching The Simpsons? Picking up on an email address and having to run to your computer to write Homer a letter. It's very important. I got something to say. I want to say this to him all, but lie.
Now, write a cartoon character of email, nonetheless.
Yes.
Crazy.
Steven obviously did it.
Yeah.
What'd you write, Steve?
Well, I just asked him how everything was going.
Right.
Body tips.
Yeah.
Figure tips.
Steven cursing him out for squatting his email address that he wanted.
Yeah. I also like putting butter on a stick, so we have things in common.
Is that right?
Oh,
small world, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Terry, what do you have there? What can we look forward to this morning?
I got some more news out,
Colin. The women could be very tired all morning.
Yeah?
Because he's fresh off a Broadway, or not-so-Broadway musical he saw last night
here
in
Seattle.
Yes.
And what did he see?
Usually it's Kilbreath.
Right, right.
Who goes to all the musicals.
Sure.
Now that Weeman's in town, they've taken me off the list. Weeman's the only one that gets
right.
to go.
Yeah, we have to make sure he got your name bumped off the list, I guess.
Right.
Because he's the executive producer.
Well, so you went, and who'd you go with? You had a little ticket there for yourself, and you went with somebody else, or what?
Yes, I went with somebody
else.
Wow, he had a date?
A listener?
No. Listener.
Or that girl that you're starting to see there?
Yes.
Wow.
Ooh.
And how much did these two tickets run you?
I got on Press Pass.
Press Pass!
Yay!
So we'll expect a full review later, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How
could I have thought for a fleeting secretary he'd spring for two tickets? She doesn't feel embarrassed to go into that theater with the big press pass around her neck?
There's no press pass around your neck.
Oh, okay.
They just flash cards.
Right. Well, you go up to the press, we'll call, and they give you your tickets.
Wow.
And you get a little press packet.
There you go.
A little press packet.
You didn't go, Steven?
I didn't, no.
Usually you're the one who has to be at all the musicals.
I know. Well, like I said, you know.
Belting out the tunes on the way home. With
Amy!
In the car.
They give you a CD too, Weeman?
No, I wish they did. I love the music from A Chorus Line.
You saw A Chorus Line?
Wow. Yeah.
That is as fluffy a musical as they come to.
Yes, so.
That's the musical lover's musical.
Yeah. So therefore, that's why you went.
A one, a singular sensation. Give me an effing break, please.
And legs kicking high.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
Very nice. It's going to be a big thing.
Yeah.
The T-Man. Where do they teach you to talk like this? In some Panama City sailor want a hump-hump bar? Sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here.
Now, more non-stop music than ever before.
You play a ton of music.
I am hearing
a lot more music.
You're coming back to the music.
Right now.
Cube 93.
You're young and
limited time.
623 now at Cube 93. I'm Stephen Kilbreath. That's your news update on Seattle's number one hit music station, Cube 93.
And now, something completely different.
The T-Man Show.
Yeah. You know what that is, Terry? Do you know what that sound is?
I'm thinking it could only be one thing.
Okay, take a guess.
Dysfunctional family started?
That's right.
All right.
That's the sound, ladies and gentlemen. Of our very first dysfunctional family star date.
Woohoo!
And yes, you may be picking up on it already, or maybe you didn't. The first dysfunctional family member to go on a star date was Audrey the Chatline Girl.
All right.
And who did she go with? What was the dude's name? What was the listener's name? The random listener who wrote in?
Bunda.
Bunda?
Bunda.
Gotta love a Bunda.
Yeah, you do.
You can't help. But just have a smashing old time on a date with a Bunda.
Yeah.
Bunda?
Bunda.
Why do you got to say it like that? Bunda.
How old? Bunda?
Bunda.
Bunda.
Can I see Bunda's email, please?
Yeah, let me get it.
Mm-hmm.
Bunda.
A Bunda, Terry.
A Bunda. Not a Bunda, but
no.
Bunda.
Bunda.
Okay.
Right.